This is from Solius.
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 Must be Lithuania.
Yeah. Subject is, I am constantly being attacked by Mayavadi impersonalist. Hare Krishna, please accept my humble obeisances. All grace to Srila Prabhupada. Dear spiritual master, I am writing you because I am constantly being attacked by Mayavadi impersonalists at work who are considering themselves as Rudra Sakta sect. They are worshipping Kali, Durga, Shiva, Ganesh, etc. They say such statements. First, only when one realizes himself as body, then one will realize what is soul and his nature. That one must rise his kundalini throughout lower and upper chakras and also by being in harmony with nature. Second, they say that everything must be sacrificed, including his bad and good thoughts, his good or bad habits and all his inner sludge, blood, himself and everything must be sacrificed in order to be purified. Third, all is one, Sri Krishna, Brahma, Shiva, even though he quoted that Sri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita showed his impersonal form to Arjuna. So by that, Mayavadi thinks that accepting Brahma impersonal form is right. Fourth, they say that if Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that Mayavadis will suffer millions of lifetimes because of offending Sri Krishna, then why they are not suffering now? Fifth, they say that they did not reject their ISKCON guru and they are on the same path. These Mayavadi impersonalists were ISKCON members and they were initiated. But now they have created their own sect and one of their members is their guru and they say that he has come from Lord Shiva. I am new to ISKCON devotee in Lithuania, Vilnius, and please help and enlighten me. Thank you.
Okay, there's a Bengali saying Srila Prabhupada would sometimes quote. Pagale kina bole chagale kina kai. What is, well, actually, it's usually said around the other way. Chagale kina kai, pagale kina bo. That what is there that a goat will not eat? What is there that a madman will not say? There's no coherence to any of this. I mean, anyone can say anything. But there's no philosophical basis to any of this stuff. Just like, for instance, he's saying Krishna showed his impersonal form into Arjuna. But what impersonal is? There were all the forms of the Rudras, Maruts, Adityas. It was full of people. He showed forms of so many people. It was not impersonal. There are many persons, but that doesn't mean impersonal. So it's basically just a bunch of rubbish. I wouldn't even, you know, why bother with all these nonsense things? You read Bhagavad Gita as it is. I mean, it's not even worth responding to. They may call themselves, what is it, Rudra Shakti or something like that, but there's no one in India who comes from any tradition of worshipping of Lord Shiva or Shakti who would say that these people were actually following anything. I mean, what I mean is that even the people who are not bona fide or worshipping demigods, even they wouldn't recognize all this drivel as being anything of any import. Anyone can call himself a guru and say anything, but what's the basis in Shastra? Why should you listen to someone because they say something? Where's their philosophy? What's their Siddhanta? They say be in harmony with nature, but you say you're at work. What? So why are they at work? Why don't they go and live in nature if they want to be in harmony with nature? If they want to be in harmony with nature, why are they wearing clothes? That's not natural. Just go around naked. It's just a bunch of rubbish. I just don't bother with them at all. Just, you see, most people are so stupid that if someone comes and says something forcefully and sound that they're convinced and people think they might be right. But Srila Prabhupada mercifully gave us the knowledge by which we can be intelligent and not be swayed by so many stupid things. They can say they're following their ISKCON gurus, but no one in ISKCON will say anything as crazy as that. So, I mean, give some philosophy, give something from Shastra, then we could maybe discuss. But just because someone says something that we're Rudra Shakti sect or whatever, then why should you accept it? Do they have any philosophical writings like that of Srila Prabhupada? Of course not.